From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least seven people were killed in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, during a night of violence in districts where months of protests took place against President Pierre Nkurunziza, according to police and witnesses. Residents said police shot and killed five men after house-to-house searches in the early hours of Wednesday when gunfire could be heard echoing around Bujumbura. A police spokesman said police officers were responding to grenade attacks. He says the criminals threw three grenades at police and our cops responded and killed five of them. The deaths are the latest in a wave of violence in Burundi, which has raised fears that the nation may be sliding back into ethnic conflict after emerging in 2005 from a 12-year civil war. Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment that will allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017 and potentially remain in power until 2034. The Rwandan government announced late Tuesday that the referendum will be held on December 17th for Rwandans living abroad and December 18th for those living in Rwanda. The referendum asked for approval of a proposed amendment that would shorten presidential terms to 5 years rather than seven. Democratic Republic of Congo loses up to $15 billion a year due to fraud, according to the president's anti-corruption advisor. He spoke Wednesday and said the amount close to twice the Central African country's budget. Luzolo Bambi is a counselor to President Joseph Kabila on graft and money laundering. He did not give specifics in an interview with a local radio station, but said corruption existed. This is VOA News. A new report finds a marked decrease in fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed rebels in the eastern part of the country. But the United Nations Human Rights Office, which issued the report, is expressing concern about the increase of abuses against civilians in the areas of Donetsk and Luhansk. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN finds a dramatic drop in the number of civilian casualties between mid-August and mid-November. During this reporting period, it says 47 people were killed and 131 wounded. Since war between the government and Russian-backed rebels in eastern Ukraine broke out in mid-April 2014, more than 9,000 people have been killed and nearly 21,000 wounded, according to the report. The report notes fewer people are dying in large-scale and indiscriminate shelling of populated areas in Donetsk and Luhansk. New casualties result mainly from explosive remnants of war and improvised explosive devices. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A U.S. official added to the criticism of Russia's military campaign in Syria, saying Wednesday that only 30% of Russian airstrikes have targeted Islamic State militants. U.S. envoy Brent McGurk, who met with U.S. and Iraqi military leaders in Baghdad Wednesday, said the other 70% of Russia's airstrikes in Syria have hit opposition groups. Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its strikes on Syrian opposition fighters in support of its ally, President Bashar al-Assad. It's a charge that Russian officials have denied. Hundreds of people are leaving the last rebel-held section of the central Syrian city of Homs Wednesday as part of a local peace deal with the government. In addition to opposition fighters leaving, hundreds of civilians are also boarding buses out of the area. Once those rebel fighters leave, the Syrian government will be in full control of Homs. French officials say they've identified the third attacker who died in the attacks on a Paris Bataclan concert hall November 13th. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg in eastern France and believed to have traveled in Syria in late 2013. The French media have identified him as 23-year-old Fouad Mohamed Akkad through a DNA match. Time magazine Wednesday named German Chancellor Angela Merkel its Person of the Year for 2015. This is Time editor Nancy Gibbs.
Chancellor Angela Merkel is our 2015 Person of the Year. And in a year where world leaders were tested all through the year, no one was tested the way she was.
The magazine said the German chancellor stepped in every time a serious crisis had threatened European statecraft this year. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.